Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. So excited to be with you here today. It is episode 21. It is amazing how many episodes we've already been through, but at the same time, it's been, you know, less than a month that we've been producing this daily podcast. And today, what I want to talk about is actually how I made a big decision here just over the last couple of days about kind of where this podcast is going to go. So what we're going to talk about today is actually why this podcast is moving from 5 to 7 days a week. So I'll tell you a little story here to get things started and to get the ball rolling on, you know, what started me on this podcast journey, what made me like choose to do a daily show, etc. And, you know, some of the little excuses that I made, and I don't know if you are like me, but sometimes you're looking for permission, right? Or you're looking for somebody else outside of yourself to tell you, you know, how to do things correctly or how to do things the right way or the acceptable way. And that's totally what I did with this podcast initially. So I thought, you know, I'd read a few different books about podcasting, trying to kind of decide exactly what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And, you know, a couple of people were talking about how they have a daily podcast that is either 4 days a week during the weekdays or 5 days a week. And they said, you know, this is still considered a daily podcast. It's totally daily, you know? And in my head at first, I was like, well, you know, I mean, it's definitely not it's not 7 days, right? It's 4 days or 5 days. But I said, well, I guess if that passes for daily, that's totally what I'm going to do too. And it's really interesting because over the last couple of weeks, as this podcast has been getting some steam here, I'm realizing there's such a need. There's such an interest in what we're talking about here. And it's a total cop-out for me as the guy who's talking about, you know, how dads can side hustle and how dads can, you know, figure out something that will really harness their dreams and their passions and their interests outside of their day job to do and to change other people's lives with this. It's such a cop-out for me to say, oh, I'm doing this daily podcast, but it's only 5 days a week. So I'm taking a page out of the book of a guy who I really admire, John Lee Dumas. I don't know if you listen to the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast, but he started a daily podcast. And, you know, a few weeks ago, I looked at his schedule, and it is daily. It is like every single day. Saturdays, Sundays, he does not take a day off because he wants to serve the people that he's been called to serve. And he doesn't want to take a day off from that. And I totally respect that. So that is why this podcast going forward is going to be 7 days a week. So you literally can listen to a different episode every single day. And I have to tell you that there's been such an outpouring of interest and support in this new podcast. So, I mean, like I said, we're on episode 21 today, and dads are now listening to this podcast in the Dominican Republic, in New Zealand, in Bangladesh, in Moldova, in Mexico, in Uganda, in more than 17 states across America already as well. I could have never dreamed about this. I mean, I'm sitting right now recording this in my basement in Edina, Minnesota, and the fact that people are listening to it in Uganda or New Zealand, that is just awesome to me. And, you know, I've had so many interesting conversations over the last few weeks, too, with dads who have been waiting for someone to talk about this. They've been thinking about it, and they've been thinking, you know, am I the only one who thinks this might be kind of a great idea or something that I might want to do? But no one's really talking about it, at least not talking about it directly to them. So, you know, I'm finding this podcast to be more of a calling than I ever thought it was going to be. So I want to share with you today kind of the three reasons why this podcast is moving from 5 to 7 days a week and some learnings that maybe all of us can take from it as well. So the first reason why it's moving to 7 days a week, besides everything I've already told you, is that there is not a shortage of things to discuss. So one of my big fears getting into this, and you know, if any of you who know my story, you realize that I have been thinking about this for years, you know, talking about the subject, digging deep with it with other dads who are interested. And, you know, I was always worried that, you know, once I explain my framework, and once I kind of go over all of those things, what will there be left for me to talk about? And what I'm realizing is now that I'm in it, and now that my mind is really focused on some of these things, like every day thinking about them as I share these different things with you, I keep getting new ideas. I keep getting kind of inspired. And I want to say they're even divinely inspired ideas about, you know, what I should talk about next, or what would be a great concept, or what could be going through the heads of the dads that I want to serve, and how can I encourage them? How can I help them? And I hope that you're getting some of that value out of this every day, but I'm realizing there's just not a shortage of things to discuss. We can continue to be talking. And you know, this goes back to a lesson that I learned from one of my mentors. So one of my mentors, and you've heard me talk about it before, his name is Russell Brunson. But he talks about something that he learned from Gary Vaynerchuk, and it is all about how, you know, when we're creating content, we want to document and not create, meaning we don't want to be thinking about how are we going to create this amazing piece of content that's just going to be a masterpiece, but rather we want to document kind of our journey as we're going through life, as we're building whatever we're building, right? People want to see that. People want a real story, like the real things that you're thinking about and feeling and going through. So I encourage you, as you think about content in your own dad hustle, you know, we're all going to have to be producing content, whether it's a podcast or whether it's a blog or whether it's our social media posts, whatever the case might be, as we tell our story to everyone. Think about how you can document the little moments in your journey versus trying to create some masterpiece that takes so much mental energy. And the reality is oftentimes it's not authentic, right? The second reason why we're totally going to a 7-day schedule going forward is I truly believe that success comes when you play full out. And I think this happens in every area of your life, right? So I am a true believer that you have to play full out in every single area that you touch with your life. So if it's your day job, you need to play full out. Like when you show up, from the moment you show up at your day job, you need to go for it. Go for the gold. Bring your best ideas to work. Bring your best ideas to your team. You're there for a reason, right? There's a reason why you're there. So bring your best. If it's a side hustle, if it's something you're doing at night or on the weekends, like we're talking about with the dad hustle, right? You want to bring your very best to that as well. Literally, when you bring your best, great things are just going to happen. And it might even seem like it is just a happenstance or a coincidence, but I don't think anything's really a coincidence. We create our reality. And with your family too, same thing. If you play full out. So the reason why we're doing 7 days a week is because we are going to play full out. I want, when the book is written on this whole thing, I want people to say, wow, Jeff went for it, you know, and he shared his heart. He dug deep into topics we never even thought anyone would talk about. He talked about what we wanted to talk about. And that's why we're doing this. And then the third thing is, the more you help, the more opportunity comes. So I truly believe that if we can start with this whole mindset of being a servant, right? Having a servant's heart as we approach our dad hustles, we're going to do way bigger things with what we want to accomplish. So I don't care what you're teaching. If you're teaching dads how to do art or pottery or something like that, if you're teaching dads how to make more money or teaching dads how to invest in the stock market, maybe you're passionate about teaching parents and families how to work with children who maybe are autistic, or maybe they have a disability of some sort. Or maybe you're helping parents learn how to adopt a child from another country. All of these different things, right? You think about all the different topics that you could get passionate about and all of those niches that you could serve. And if you think about how you're going to help those people before you think about how you're going to make some money from them, right? The money is going to come. The opportunities are going to come. That's just inevitable, because we're rewarded when we think about how we can help people. So I was thinking to myself, you know, what makes sense? How can I help? And with this podcast, I would imagine someone who needs a little inspiration, or someone who's charting their course as a dad hustler, would love if they knew that every morning they could tune into something with a new topic, something new to think about. And I want to be there for them. So that's why we're doing this. And I'm just so excited about it. If you can take any of these principles, any of the things that have kind of been bouncing around in my head here, and apply them to your own dad hustle, more power to you. Because I honestly think, like, if we can put ourselves out there, put our stories out there, put our content out there, play full out 100%, and look to help people, we can make such a difference in the world. So I am just so excited for you today. I know that you have big things ahead for you and your dad hustle, whatever it may be. Keep hustling today. Keep playing full out in every area of your life. And I look forward to cheering you on every step of the way. Best of luck today. Have an awesome day. And we'll talk tomorrow. And we'll talk every single day after that. Thanks. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.